Hello, everyone. Welcome to the November 30th, 2014 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. So let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions, what's in store in the heavens for November 30th to November 7th and beyond. As promised in last week's show, I am going to go through the zodiac and analyze the effects of the Mars transit through Capricorn for each of the 12 rising signs. First, a little bit of a review of the planetary pattern Mars is forming in the heavens for the next 6 weeks until January 4th. Mars is usually a troublemaker in the zodiac, since it is the planet of conflict and impatience. But in the sign Capricorn, Mars is exalted, meaning some of its best qualities can be expressed. Mars is the planet of action, logic, and getting results. Capricorn is the sign of taking responsibility and getting the job done. Mars is in a parivatna yoga with Saturn. They are in each other's signs, creating mutual influence. Saturn is in Scorpio, Mars's sign. Mars is in Capricorn, one of Saturn's signs. Saturn also influences Mars and its own sign, Capricorn, by its special third house aspect. Saturn, the planet of limitation, controls Mars, but that helps to focus Mars's energy. Meanwhile, Jupiter aspects Mars and the sign Capricorn from its position in Cancer on the other side of the zodiac. Jupiter's positive energy encourages and supports Mars's actions, lending more confidence to Mars. All of this adds up to a lot of potential for the Mars transit in Capricorn, wherever it lands in your natal chart. What follows are just some of the possible outcomes of this planetary pattern. If you have natal planets in Capricorn or opposite in the sign Cancer, you are apt to experience more effects. If you are a Aries rising, Mars will be in your 10th house, the house of career, professional activities, status and position, community actions. Your actions out in the world, in your profession, and or for your community, are more likely to bring results. The 10th house is also relations with authorities, which could be your boss. And these two are also more likely to be productive at this time. Jupiter is giving a boost to Mars from your fourth house of happiness and stability. For a Taurus rising chart, Capricorn is your ninth house, the house of good fortune, destiny, beliefs and religion, meritorious deeds, long-distance travel, higher learning, and father and guru. The planet of action in this placement is favorable for embarking on a journey or taking college-level courses. Relationship with father or guru could get boosted to a new level of activity. Jupiter transiting in your third house gives you increased confidence by energizing your third house of initiative and making efforts. Gemini rising people will have Mars transiting in the 8th house, the house of partners' wealth, financial involvements with others, longevity and vitality, chronic problems, big changes, and transformation. Usually, Mars is not welcome in this part of the chart, but in this situation, it could be put to use for setting up financial arrangements or contracts, with Jupiter lending a hand from your second house of money by providing opportunities for earnings. Mars in the 8th is also favorable for taking action on a long-term problem or dealing with a chronic health issue in a planned, logical manner. If you are Cancer rising, Capricorn is the sign in your seventh house. The transit of Mars will affect your one-on-one relationships, your spouse or significant other, a business partner, or clients. The planet of action in the seventh house suggests action on the relationship front. So doing something together with your partner is appropriate. If you have clients, there will likely be more work coming from that quarter. Jupiter transiting in your first house of self helps Mars's desire for relationship by giving you self-confidence overall. But Mars transiting opposite Jupiter in your ascendant can also manifest as a conflict between yourself and someone opposite you regarding differences in beliefs. For a Leo rising chart, Mars in Capricorn shows up in your sixth house. Here, it affects your problem-solving ability, employment situation, your relationship with coworkers, your health, and your efforts towards self-improvement. A Mars transit in this house is considered good for getting a job done or dealing constructively with some difficulty. It can, however, also manifest as a disease, usually an infection. Jupiter's aspect from your 12th house of the unknown indicates support coming from an unknown quarter, something out of left field, maybe even a foreigner. Virgo rising people have Capricorn as their fifth house sign. Mars will be transiting in your house of romance, creativity, children, and entertainment. This position of Mars is proactive for romantic involvement, for your creative efforts, and actions with children. Jupiter's influence from your 11th house of goals and friends helps you in forming goals regarding your actions in your relations with 5th house people, and gives confidence for your creative efforts. Help can come from a friend or professional associate. If you are Libra rising, Mars will be transiting through your 4th house. Here it will affect your domestic life, actions regarding property and assets, and relationship with your mother. A constructive Mars in this sector is favorable for making home improvements. A new car may be in the offing. There's potential for more involvement in your relationship with your mother. Jupiter's transit in your 10th house indicates that your 4th house actions will gain you more status and respect in your community. For a Scorpio rising chart, Capricorn is the 3rd house. Mars, the do-it planet, is excellent when transiting in the house of making efforts. Mars is very favorable here for putting your skills and talents to practical use. This transit would also be helpful for any self-promotion, advertising, buying and selling. Initiatives involving your neighbors are more likely to be productive at this time. Jupiter's transit helps you out in your efforts by loaning its benefic energy to your 9th house of good luck. Sagittarius rising people will have Mars transiting through their 2nd house, the house of materiality, personal finances, speech, and family relations. This would be a good time to initiate any new actions for new ways to augment your earnings, organizing personal finances, or acquiring a desired object. Generally, Mars is not conducive to family relations, and it can lead to harsh speech. Hopefully, Saturn's influence on Mars will hold you back in this respect. Jupiter lends a generous hand in the personal finances department from its position in your 8th house of other people's money. Capricorn rising people will have Mars front and center in their 1st house. In this position, the aggressive Mars demands that you have some agenda of things to accomplish. Physical work is also favored. Jupiter aspecting from your seventh house will put emphasis on relations with others. Just be careful you don't come into conflict with others over beliefs. If you want to watch the effects of this Mars transit on somebody with Capricorn rising, you need look no further than the current President of the United States. If you are Aquarius rising, Capricorn is your 12th house sign, so Mars will be transiting in your house of the subconscious and introspection, separation, generosity, and meditation. Mars, the planet of combat, is not so favorable in the 12th house, but if you use the energy intelligently, the goal-oriented nature of Mars in Capricorn could be productive for your introspective process or pursuing your meditation to a deeper level. Jupiter lends a hand from your sixth house of service, encouraging you to express yourself through another venue of the 12th house, generosity to the disadvantaged. And lastly, Pisces rising people will have Mars transiting in the 11th house, the house of goals and ambitions, friends and associates, profits and gain. The proactive energy of Mars is excellent for pursuing your ambitions in the world, making efforts towards more profitable outcomes, or for initiating new friendships or professional associations. Jupiter sends assistance from its transit in your fifth house of creativity, fun and entertainment, and romantic involvements. Also happening this coming week, Venus is changing signs on Friday, December 5th, entering Sagittarius. Sagittarius is not the best sign for Venus because Sagittarius is a fire sign, and fire signs tend to be self-centered. This is not so good for Venus, the planet of harmony, compromise, and agreement. Venus will therefore manifest some of its lower side, selfishness, extravagance, self-aggrandizement, devotion to one's own truth. On the other hand, both Venus and Sagittarius are sociable, so social activities, parties, celebrations are good, as long as the people involved already agree with one another. And the day after Venus changes signs, there's a full moon in Venus's sign, Taurus. The moon is considered exalted in Taurus, therefore this is a powerful full moon. This full moon will be nearly exactly opposite Mercury. The moon is the emotions, Mercury is the rational mind. Whenever there's a tussle between the moon and Mercury, Mercury loses. Therefore, the emotions overwhelm, and this full moon is not favorable for rational decisions. Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week, as usual, on Twitter, @AstroNewsReport.